A little bit different win than Friday night. A lot of fight in the second and third period. Looks like you got better as the game wore on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we came out pretty strong, actually, in the first 10 minutes. We took it to them pretty good, and then got into a bit of penalty trouble. They capitalized quickly, but it's really good to see our team bounce back like that, being down 3-1 to a hockey club like them, and come back like we did.
It's something a little new I'm seeing. When you have great starts, don't get maybe the results you want, then go down, but that fight is there this year.
Yeah, well, I think obviously this, our objective is to come out strong and play well off the bat. But if we do get down, the fact that we're resilient and keep battling and keep putting shots at the net, and we're getting some bounces now.
What did you take from these last two games into Detroit on Tuesday?
A little positive vibe, maybe a little fun, and definitely a bit of momentum. I think it's good now. You know, guys are starting to get a little bit more confidence. We're starting to get a little bit more comfortable playing in tight games, and I think that's good for us.
Team needs second score, and you're providing that. Hlischuk for a leak. This team's only going to get better if it keeps getting that and needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, some of our second and third line guys have been playing really well and fairly consistent lately too. So having that secondary threat's always good. And now that we're getting scoring too from all aspects of the team, I think it's only going to help.
Grant, the captain, scores the equalizer late, rings a post in overtime, and scores the only game in a shootout. Can you thought on what he did lead?
Yeah, not much more of a leader than that. I think he's a pretty quiet leader in the room, and he speaks when he has to, but his play shows it on the ice, and he's been clutch for us this year, and I think he had a pretty huge goal tonight, and the shootout goal too was pretty huge.
A guy like you doesn't have two point nights very often, was that?
No, but I'll take it.
Talked about your shot from the point last year, though. You can do it when it gets through, and you always do seem to get it through. Didn't look like you believed it went in, though.
No, I saw it get to the net, and I knew it hit something. I didn't know it went through, and then I didn't even know it was my goal, actually, at first, but I'll take the bounce.
You talk about just redefining, like, kind of getting more dominance again at home, because I've had kind of lacked that a bit, and then all of a sudden the last 2 weeks you're starting to feel it again.
Yeah, I think it's not just at home. It's nice definitely to have those wins at home and try and establish that presence. But I think it's just our overall game, trying to get that fine-tuned and making sure that we're all on the same page and following the game plan, because I think we're having times in the game where we're kind of drifting from it and we're getting breakdowns and we're getting into a little bit of trouble. But I think slowly but surely we're starting to get into a more consistent 60-minute game.
Sorry if you touched on that.
No, I just think that it was trying to stay positive in the dressing room. Obviously, we came out hard in the first 10 minutes, took it to them pretty good, and then they got a couple good chances and capitalized. And we just tried to stay positive and kept battling back, and I think that was a big key.